Okay, 7 Tav Tezayin, 560. We're up to, let's start from, we're in the middle. Let's start again from Nechal. Okay, we'll just run through that. From Nechal, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. 6 lines from the top, page 560. Nechal ha'erev b'rishon, kona erev l'rishon. Let's say the Arab person puts out there 2 days yomtif. Or it's Shabbos yomtif. And a person puts out the Erev for the first day. And he's planning that this Erev should serve for both days. We learned yesterday, being that each day of yomtif is a separate Kedusha. Then one must be certain that the Erev remains in position at the time of Ben HaShemashos for the second day, in order for it to be effective for the second day. What happens if Nechal or Erev Barishon, the Erev is consumed on the first day? Kaneh Erev L'Rishon, Ve'enoi Erev L'Sheni. So it's only a good Erev for the first day. A person can travel the first day more than 2,000 amos, but he cannot travel on the second day more than 2,000 amos because the Erev was not in position on the second day.
First day of Rosh Hashanah.
No, not dealing with Rosh Hashanah. We learned yesterday Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah, you only need to put out the Erev of the Bein HaShemashos of the first day. We're dealing with 2 days of Yom Tif that are not Rosh Hashanah. So each day, because we weren't here yesterday, right? So the not Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. Regular 2 days of Yom Tif and Chutz Liaretz. Like 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos. And if the Erev is eaten on the first day and the Erev is not in position on the second day, then a person cannot travel more than 2,000 hours on the second day. Erev, new example. Erev, Baragla, Barishon. Let's say a person on the first day did not put out bread, but instead he made an Erev by traveling, by being present. He was standing at the position, at the location where he wants the Erev to be chal on the first day. Erev, Baragla, Barishon, Tzarech, L'Erev, Baragla, Barsheni. So he has to come and stand there on the second day as well. For who sheyelich v'yamod b'yosamokom, he should go there and he should stand. Now here comes the chiddush of the mechaber, v'yachshoif. Normally, when a person makes neruve tchumin, he says something. When a person puts out bread, you certainly say something. When you put out bread, you make a bracha, you have a nusach that this with this bread, I want to acquire shvisa in this location, and I should be permitted to travel more than 2,000 amos. But when you make an erev by traveling to that location and standing in that location when day begins, you don't need to say anything. Just being present is sufficient. However, it doesn't hurt. If you were to stand in that position and make a statement, I want this to be my shvisa for Shabbos, and by doing so I'll be able to travel tomorrow 2,000 amos, it doesn't hurt. But here, being that it's Yom Tif, it's also to make that statement because it's hachana. When are you being ma'arev baraglav? On the first day Yom Tif before Bein HaShemashos begins. If on the first day Yom Tif you go to that location and you stand there and you make a statement that what I'm doing now shall be my shvisa for the next day, well, in essence what you're doing is you're being meichin on the first day Yom Tif for the second day Yom Tif, which is forbidden. So it's very tricky. You should think in your heart, don't say anything. Amazing chiddush. The kol shekain she'ena yochol ar v'pas shaloi erev boi kfar b'yom rishon. Certainly, it is forbidden to prepare a new piece of bread for your erev techumen for the second day and designate this will be my bread and put it at that location during the first day in preparation for the second day, because that clearly is hachana from the first day to the second day. Let's see some of the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. Mishnah Sifka Yud Zayin Be'osa Makam Aval Ruach Heres Eni Yochol Arev Baraglav B'yom Sheni. Let's say a person was Ma'orev Baraglav on the first day, and on the second day he wants to be Ma'orev Baraglav with his feet in a different direction. That is Osur. Why is it Osur? Aval, leruach acheres einu yocholar barag v'yom sheni, tekevon shemokim zeho yesmul osu leilch, since yesterday you were not allowed to go in that direction, nire kimeichin ata miyom tov l'shabbos. Very, this is also achana. If you want to go travel in different locations, so since on the first day you cannot travel east, on the first day you can only travel west, and now you're making, you're going to a new location in order to do something that you were not able to do yesterday, that in essence is hachana. I'm preparing today to do something tomorrow that I could not do today. That in essence is hachana. You may not do so. However, if you want to go to the same location and extend your area for another day, that is not considered hachana, as long as you don't explicitly say that is your intent. It's very tricky halacha when it comes to hachana. Hachana, there are legal loopholes of what you can do on the first day for the second day. As long as it's not nira lehedya, it's not blatantly obvious that you're doing this in preparation for the second day. If no one knows what you're doing and it's not clear, even though deep down you know the reason why you're doing this because you really want to appear for the next day, it's mutter. And that's really what you're doing here. The first day, you stood 2,000 amos to the east in order to make an eruv to go east, go further east. Now it's the second day. Now it's the first day, Yom Tov. It's coming, it's getting to towards the end of the day, and you're at home. I'm resting comfortably on my bed at home towards the end of the first day. Why then are you getting out of your bed and walking to the boundary on the east and standing there during the Ben Hashmoshos entering into the second day? It must be you're being mechin from the first day to the second day. Isn't that what it appears? Not necessarily. I'm allowed to go for a stroll. No one's stopping me. There's no reason why I can't go for a nice Yom Tov afternoon walk 2,000 amos east and stand there and enjoy the breeze. So there's nothing technically going, even though I know I'm doing this in order that this should be my new Shvisa in this location east when Yom Tov begins on the second day, so I can walk tomorrow another 2,000 amos east. But being that it's not obvious, that's why I'm doing it, it's okay. But if I were to open my mouth and state, do you know why I'm coming here now, 2,000 amos east, and standing here in this location? It's only because I want to be able to travel tomorrow an additional 2,000 amos east. Then you're showing the whole world that you're being mechin on the first day for the second day. That is categorically forbidden. But as long as it's not obvious, it's mutter. If, however, instead of going east, you would walk west, then already it goes to show that you're trying to accomplish something different, even though you don't actually say those words. It's a very difficult, it's a very delicate balance of what you're allowed to do for the second day, and it should not appear that it is hachana. So again, the yeshem, some say, no, it's mutter, some are not so machmir. In other words, why? The same way I'm allowed to take a Yom Tov stroll east 2,000 amos, so what's stopping me from taking a nice Yom Tov walk west 2,000 amos? The Yeshem, some say, the af beruach acheres yochol ariv baraglov, to go in the other direction, you can yochol ariv baraglov liyoyim sheni, for the second day. You also can go in that direction. You should be careful not to make a statement, because if you make a statement, then it shows what your real intent is. You should sit there, like it says later on, just don't say what you're doing. When you do go out in that direction, you should not make any statement. Let's a person makes a mistake and he does say, the reason why I'm doing this is because I want to travel tomorrow 2,000 miles in this direction. It works. If a person makes the statement, he does do, he's mechin. So maybe you will say that he should not be rewarded. His action should not be rewarded. He should be punished and it should not work. He should not be allowed to travel. The Erev should not be triggered. No, it does work. Yotes, Shum Hachona Miyom Tov L'Shabbos, V'hu Adin, you're not allowed to make any Hachona L'Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golius She'as L'Hachim Yomim Tov L'Chaveroi, period. Okay, let's now go further in the Mechaber. No, so the Erev Tavshilin you're making, first of all, you're making the Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov even begins.
Yeah.
And then the whole technique of the Erev Tavshilin is...
We have a technique like that.
So the answer is because even with the Erev Tavshilin, you, even with the Erev Tavshilin, you have to prepare when there's enough time, when there's enough time, if guests would come, it's not technically a pure hachana.
Are you giving them food now?
What?
The same for this
Erev. If you make an Erev Tavshilin, yes, your question. Make an Erev Tavshilin so that you can make an Erev Tchumen.
No. What I'm saying is they gave us the Erev Tavshilin.
Right.
So we can cook. So why didn't they give us something?
Uh-huh.
So we should roll.
Same mechanism.
I don't know the. It's a very good question. I know the answer. Maybe food is more critical than walking. It's a kula. It's a very big leniency that Chazal allowed the Erev Tavshilin, because really it's hachana. So there are legal loopholes. It's not really hachana, because technically if guests would come during the day, you would serve them all the food during the day. I don't know all the details now of the lumpness of Erev Tavshilin.
I don't think it was made because they didn't have refrigeration. If you had a 3-day yontif.
Yeah.
It was impossible to keep food there, probably, in
those days. To last that long. Okay, but for Shabbos, the repair for Shabbos. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know. The Erev Tavshilin is it's limited. It's only for Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's not for one day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov. One day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov, there's no...
No, I understand.
So for Erev Tchumen, certainly there's not going to be any leniency for Erev Tchumen. To go from one day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov.
Like in Israel, the 2 days happen to when you have the last
day. Shabbos Yom Tov, right.
And Shabbos is right.
So you have to make an Erev Tavshilin and Erev Tchumen also.
Yeah, no, but the same thing with the Erev.
So why don't we make the Erev Tchumen? I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's a good question. The kol shekain. Okay, now we go further in the mechaber. Three lines from the bottom. The kol shekain she'ena yocholar bepash shaloi erev bayikvar b'yom. Rishon, you certainly cannot use nubur. You cannot set aside for a new erev tchumin, new bread that has not yet been set aside. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Chof. The kol shekain she'ena yochol va'afilu b'di'evid loy mahani kisher bepas. Even b'di'evid, the erev does not work. Here is a chumra. If a person violates this law, it's the first day Yom Tov, and he takes a box of matzah, and he goes 2,000 amos west, and he puts down the box of matzah, and he says, this should be for my erev, so that I can travel tomorrow 2,000 amos west. So he has violated the law of hachana. In this instance, he is punished. The punishment is the Erev does not work. He's not able, he's not permitted to travel tomorrow 2,000 amos west. We are differentiating between where you make an Erev illegally with your feet and where you make an Erev illegally with bread. If you illegally make an Erev with your feet, meaning you go into a different direction and you state, you're not supposed to open up your mouth, and you say, I'm walking here because I want to be kind of shvisa ben ashmoshos in this location so that tomorrow I can travel west 2,000 amas. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be making first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov in a fashion where you openly express what you're trying to accomplish. That's forbidden. If you violate the law, okay, b'di'evit, it's okay. You can travel tomorrow 2,000 amas west. But if you violate the law by making the eruvei tchumen with matzah, with bread, then that is more severe. You're punished, and the person cannot travel the next day 2,000 amas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That filu b'di'evit l'machani g'shreya b'pas kevin j'pam arishon l'ev lo'ev elu b'regel. V'chein b'ma Shakata Mahabi Lakamid Dafka Bosa Pass Atzma im Osa Pass Achera Filiv Lo Yahavi Erev. The only thing you, this is basically repeating the same thing, that if you use different bread, even if you had bread for the first day, if you use different bread for the second day, it's not a kosher Erev, and you may not travel in that direction on the second day. Back to the Mechaber, three lines from the bottom. The Kol Shekain, we just said, Eni Yochalar B'Pashal Erev Boi B'Kavar B'Yam Rishon, B'Bnei Shehoi Yitzarech Likoi Olav Shem Erev V'Nimso Mechem, because if you're going to use bread, you have no choice is but to make a declaration that this bread shall serve as my erev. And since you need to make that declaration on the first day of Yom Tov, that is called hachana. And you're not allowed to make it from one day Yom Tov to the second day of Yom Tov. Next, erev barishon b'machol. If a person makes erev with food on the first day, imratzol arev baraglav b'sheni, harei ze'erev, you're allowed on the second day to make the erev with your feet. First day I used bread, and now the bread has been consumed. I'm allowed to stand in that location for the second day, and that's not called hachana. The imratzol arev b'pas, if you want to use for the second day bread, you have to use the same bread that was used for the first day. Because in that instance, you do not need to make any declaration, since the bread already has been set aside for the purpose of an erev. So it's not called hachana. But if you're going to set aside new bread, then you need to make a new declaration, and that new declaration violates the laws of hachana. The imratz lar b'pas, tzarech lar b'oso pas as for the same bread. She'erev b'arishon, she'en b'tzarech lar b'klum. Because if you're using the same bread that you used yesterday, you do not need to make a new declaration. Shekvar kara she'em erev. The imkain, eino imechen klum, that's not called you did, you have done hachana. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah talks about making a bracha chaf dalid. She'ein oit tzarech lemar klum ayin p'megadim shemitzadeid lemar shagam habracha ala erev lo yuchal oz levarach ki al ze al yidei ze ye minkar hachana. Very big chiddush. If a person makes the erev the second day with his feet, you don't make. If you make a second day. You don't make a bracha. When you make an erev with your feet, you anyway do not make a bracha. But when you make an erev with bread, you make a bracha. What about the second day? This is very interesting. You put out bread on the first day to travel 2,000 amas east, and now you want to travel on the second day again 2,000 amas east. L'chari, you should need to make a new bracha. No, you cannot make a bracha for the second day, because by making the bracha would need to be made on the first day of Yom Tov, and that is called hachana. Even making a bracha is called hachana. So that would be forbidden. Okay, Gimel. Zeh shamarnu, back to the Mechaber on top. Sif Gimel. Zeh shamarnu. Sheyei shloi la'orev shnei eruvim b'shtei ruchos l'shnei hayamim. This that we learned yesterday, that a person before Yom Tov begins, a two-day Yom Tov is about to begin, and this individual has put out two separate eruvim, an erev to the east, an erev to the west, and he stipulates, I want the erev to the east for the first day, and the erev to the west for the second day. That is perfectly permissible, because everything has been done before Yom Tov begins. But there is one condition. The condition is that the two Eruvim are within range of each other. They are within 2,000 amos of each other. And the Mechaber will give examples to bring out the point. This is what we learned. That you're permitted to make two separate Eruvim in two different directions. That's only in a situation where you're able to travel to both Eruvim on the same day. Avol, in efshal hagia le'erev shel yom hasheni b'yom harishon, if you are unable to travel to the location of the second erev on the first day, ein erev hasheni erev, then the second erev for the day erev that you set aside for the second day is invalid. Why? Sheho erev mitzvasoi shiyeh besudo haruyim ibod yom. Because how does eruvei tuchomin work? You have to be able to eat the bread before the day begins. The bread must be in position before the onset of Bein Hashmashos. If I am not able to get to that location when the moment before Bein Hashmashos, it's not a valid Erev. So, for example, we'll see an example in one moment. Vizen, in this situation, since I'm not able to reach to that, get to come to that destination before, on the first day, before Bein Hashmashos begins, v'zeh, in this situation, hol de'eino yochol agia l'zeh erev b'yom harishon, hare zo eino ruyim b'yom, it's not fit from the day, during the day, and it's no good. Ketza, here is an example to illustrate this point. Hare, sheniach erev b'richok alpayim ama mibeis l'ruch mizrach. A person puts out an erev to the east. exactly 2,000 amos east. So he is sitting at home. And exactly 2,000 amos to the east is where he puts out his baksa matzah. The samach alav liyom rishon. And he's relying upon this air for the first day. Diniach erev sheni berichuk ama achas oy mea oy. Elof Beruach Ma'arof, and he puts out a second baksa matzah to the west, even one amah to the west, or 100 amas, or 1,000 amas. The samach alav liyom sheni, and he makes a condition. I want this to be my air for the second day. Ein ze hasheni erev. The second erev is invalid. Why is the second erev invalid? Because it's 2,001 amos from the first, or 2,500, or 4,000. But we don't need to come on to those extreme examples. Let's talk about the simplest example, where it's one amos west. So it's exactly 2,001 amos away from your first erev. If you are kind of shvitsa at the location of your first erev, I'm not able to travel to my second Erev because it's one Amah outside the Tchum. When must I be able to come in contact with the bread of my Erev? One moment before Bein Hashmashos. But one moment before Bein Hashmashos, I was unable to reach that destination because it's one Amah outside my original Tchum. If I can't come to that location where the Erev is being put, was being established, then it's not a kosher Erev. So the Erev for the second day falls upon. When the very last moment of the first day, the second erev is not fit for me, I'm unable to reach it. It's one amah, at least one amah, outside my tchum. Shaharei lo nishar loy beruach marav klum. There's nothing left. Aval im yiniach erev berichog elef v'chamesh elef. But let's say the Erev for the first day was not put at the extreme of 2,000, but instead was put at exactly 1,500 amos east. Within 500 amos. So now Erev number 2 is within 2,000 amos of Erev number 1. So I was kind of shvisa at the location of Erev number 1. And I can travel 2,000 amos in each direction from that location. That is only 1,500 amos away from my home. And Erev number 2 is, let's say, 400 amos west. That means the distance between Erev number 1 and Erev number 2 is 1,900 amos. It's within range. The very last moment of day number 1, I'm able to come in contact with the bread. Oh, you're able to come in contact with the bread, everything is fine. That will be triggered for day number 2. The samach alav liyom hasheni, harei ze erev, it's a kosher erev, shaharei, efshar sheyagia lo bayom harishon, you can reach it during the first day. Okay, now let's just see some Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, let's see Chof Ches. Rochok mibeso leruach marav, hainu kishabeso hu basode. We're dealing, of course, in the case where your home is in the field, so we're not dealing with any extended tchum techniques. Aval imhu beir kol oir chashuva kerba amos moedin alpaim chutz mechamisla budak. That would be pretty simple. We learned from way back. Let's go to the last dalit. Seif dalit in the mechaber yoim hakipurim harehu kishabis bein leinyan eruve chatzeros bein leinyan eruve tuchumin. So here we have halach b'gei halach l'maisa. It's not Yom Kippur. Right? We're only in between min kessel asar. We have a few days left until Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has the same din like Shabbos. Person requires, and if he wants to travel more than 2,000 amos, he needs a ruvei to chumin. And if he wants to carry within a courtyard, he needs to make with his friends, his neighbors, a ruvei chatzeros. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamid. Bein leinyan diyesh boy iser hoitzok mer l'shabbos v'alkein shayach boy kol elu hadvarim. On Yom Kippur, we have all the laws are the same. Okay, next halacha. Halacha hey sif hey yoim toiv noyeg boy eruve tchumen avaloy eruve chatzeros. On Yom Tov, we have Eruvei Techumin, but we do not have, we mentioned this in the Dirsha way back when we started with these laws, we discussed this idea. Al Yetze Ishmi Mekumin, there's a question among the Mefarshim, is the laws of Techumin related to the law of Isser Hoitza? Because the Makar for Techumin is the Pasik that really discusses the Isser Hoitza. Al Yetze Ishmi Mekumin, Bayoim Hashvihi is a pasuk that was said primarily in regard to the prohibition to carry on Shabbos. A person should not take an object from his home out into the Rishus Haradim. Chazal have extended this pasuk to serve as an asmachta for the halacha that a person may not travel more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos. Being that the law of Techumen is derived from a pasuk that discusses the law of Haitzah, there are those who argue that if there is no prohibition of Haitzah, then there is no prohibition of Tchum. And being that on Yom Tif there is no prohibition of Haitzah, a person is allowed to carry on Yom Tif, so you are allowed to walk on Yom Tif more than the Tchum. Along comes the Mechaber and says, no, that's incorrect. We do not accept that opinion. Hay l'chud v'hay l'chud. There's a prohibition of Haitzah, and there's a prohibition of Tchumin. Each one is unique. Each one is separate. They're not related. On Shabbos, Haitzah is Aser. On Yom Tif, Haitzah is Mutter. On Shabbos, Tchum is Aser. And on Yom Tif, Tchum is also Aser. They're not related. They're not connected. Look at the Mishnah. To travel more than 2,000 amos. Mishnah Berurah Hey, Avaloi Eruv Chatzeros, Mishum De'ein Isser Haitzah B'Yom Tov, the Ayin. There's no requirement to make an Eruvei Chatzeros on Yom Tov, because Eruvei Chatzeros is 100% related to Haitzah. The Ayin B'Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches B'Achronim D'Bikol Mokam Mikushim Arav Eruvei Chatzeros L'Shabbos Yichlol Gam Yom Tov Mishum Devar Mishayin Tzorach Hayom Klal D'Oso Gam B'Yom Tov B'Loy Eruv. So Mishnah Berurah says something here very important. This that you are allowed to carry on Yom Tov is only when you have a need, a tzorech. If you want to bring a siddur to shul, you're allowed to carry the siddur. If you want to, you're afraid that the siddur will get lost in shul, you're allowed to carry your siddur home. When you have a need, you are allowed to carry. But you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov Shaloi Litzerech. There is a discussion. If a person has a keychain, a key ring, today no one has keys anymore. Everything is combination locks. But it used to be in the olden days before you were born, I don't know if you remember those times, there used to be something called keys. And on the keys, you have some people have even those who have keys only have a few keys. That's not a real keychain. You have to have like 50 keys. You're not a macher unless you have at least 50 keys on the keychain. But are you allowed to carry a keychain that has more keys than you need on Yom Tov? I have a keychain, it's 50 keys. I'm a busy person. I have a lot of assets, a lot of keys. But it's Yom Tov. I only need three keys. I have two locks on the front door, another key on the second door. I only need three keys. Am I allowed to take my keychain to shul, which has 50 keys? So this is discussed by the poskim. There are those who hold you're not. You have to take off the three keys that you need. Only what you need. Only what's a tzarech. The other keys that are not serving any function have to be removed. You're not allowed to carry those other keys on Yom Tov. Other places can say, since all part of one big keychain, it's all together, you are allowed to carry the keychain. But everyone agrees, below Yishum Yotzim in HaKlal, on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to carry things that you need. You're not allowed to carry things that you do not need. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah and says that's why you still need, or it's preferred to make an Eruvei Chatzeros on Yom Tov, because the Eruvei Chatzeros will work to allow you to carry things that you do not need. So if you live in a community and there is an Eruv, it's kedai to know if the Eruv is functioning on Yom Tov. Shabbos is the Eruv up. If the Eruv is up, I can take the baby carriage to shul. I can go to shul. We can take the baby carriage. You can take whatever you want. Tomorrow is Yom Tov. Who cares? I'm not going to make the phone call to find out if the Erev is functioning, to go on the website to see if it's functioning, because on Yom Tov, anyway you can carry. It's a big mistake. There's a very great and important advantage in knowing if the Erev is functioning on Yom Tov. Because if the Erev is not functioning on Yom Tov, you have to be very careful that you don't have any extra baggage in the baby carriage, in the stroller. Empty out all the pockets, empty out all the compartments, because you don't need the instruction manual on Yom Tov. You don't need it. So make sure if you can take the instruction manual with you for the baby carriage on Yom Tov, you're carrying. You're not allowed to. So it's a good idea that the Erev should be functioning, and not only is the Erev functioning, the Erev Chatzeros should be functioning.
For Kiryazon.
What?
For Kiryazon.
The keys also. You have to, it should be good because it's something which is not necessary. And that is what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. Don't get carried away with this mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah says. It's true. Yom Tov, you don't need Eruv Chatzeros. Because Yom Tov, there's no prohibition of Haitzah. Yom Tov is mutter b'haitzah, but the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a minute, it's only mutter b'haitzah l'tzorich. Shlo l'tzorich is aser. But if you'll have an Erev, and you'll have an Erev Chatzeros, then you can carry on Yom Tov the shloi l'tzorich. It lightens the headache of worrying what's l'tzorich, what's not l'tzorich. And especially in modern times, everything is so complicated, where do you draw the line, l'tzorich, not l'tzorich, and everything is connected. So Mishnah Berurah says, it's kedai to have the Erev, and to have an Erev Chatzeros and Yom Tov as well. Okay, we've concluded here, this is a major accomplishment. Baruch Shechayana v'kimonu l'azman hazeh, so we make the siyum tomorrow. We're also going to be making the siyum on finishing Hilchos Erevin, Hilchos Shabbos. There are really three sections that we've learned. We've learned Hilchos Dalad Rishuyos, the four Rishuyos of Shabbos. Then we learned the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros, and then the laws of Eruvei Tuchumen. So no longer can you say that the fourth chelik of Mishnah Berurah is the new one. It's no longer new. You've gone through the whole thing. And Be'ez Hashem, on Monday, we will begin the laws of Rosh Chodesh. Very interesting. Very, very, Nagyeluch Lamaisa. We'll go a little bit slower. Try to supplement it with some more things. Nagyeluch Lamaisa. Okay, so we'll take a break now, and then we'll...
I'm carrying.
Yes.
On Yom Tov for lunch.
Yes.
Bring you a gift that
you don't
have to open it up and eat it on Yom Tov.
Not necessarily. You don't have to open
it up.
You don't have to open up. Just giving the gift itself is an expression of appreciation.
You brought it
up. I don't think you have to eat it.
No.
Open it up and eat it.
I thought then it destroys the concept of Torah.
You're not supposed to bring something else for it.
There's another issue of giving a gift.
Right?
It's not so simple. It's not so simple. I think it's...
Don't worry.